The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I hope you're ready for today's show. I'm ready for it. And we're celebrating our 25th year this year on ESPN Radio. You don't hear a lot about radio shows going 25 years on the same station with a loyal and growing audience. We want to say thank you to you, our listeners, but a special thank you to all of our sponsors, especially great ones like our friends at Wren Lake Area Tourism, not to pass up Waterworks Marine, 186th and Cicero, and Paul's Pizza in Westchester, and GP Italiano, where you go get a good meal, okay? He'll tease me about that, my impression, but that's okay. Hey, you know what? On today's show, we're going to have Luminetti. That's Louis Monetti, M-O-N-E-T-T-I. Don't get him confused with the pizza place in Chicago, okay? He's a college angler that won a seat at the Bassmaster Classic by winning the college championship. He also happens to work for Biz Baits. So maybe he was using the right bait to catch those big bass, but we got to congratulate him. He was on a few weeks ago, and while he did not win the Classic, he did fish the third day of the tournament, which is unbelievable if you think about that. The first-time college student fishing the third day, and he came in 21st place. Not bad for his first trip to the big dance. That's not pretty good. Then our friend Tim Mondel will be on to talk to us about all the programs for April and that there are in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, and this is for people of all ages, whether that you have little infants or you have a more mature angler, or an angler, but someone who's a more mature outdoorsman who enjoys the great outdoors and they're 105, they can come too. There's something for everybody in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Obviously, if you're listening to my voice, you know I picked up a cold when I was out at the Bassmaster Classic. Seems like I always catch something at that classic. But we're going to have him on to talk about stuff. And then, you know what today is? If you haven't looked out your window or you're sitting in your car at one of the five lakes in Cook County, not counting the other 50-something lakes in Illinois, yep, today is the opening day of inland trout season where these stock rainbow trout all over the 58 different places in Illinois. And I know there's anglers lined up around Cook County for the fish. And Steve Silek is coming on to talk to us about the program with the Forest Preserve District of Cook County and thousands of fish that were stocked. Let a little kid catch him. If you hook one on, give the kid the rod. Let him reel it in, okay? But that's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And then we're going to be, in the last segment, we're going to hear the Aiden Fishing Report, which is always a good thing, and maybe a few other fishing spots that we can pick up on before we have to end the show. But before we go any further, I really, really want you to listen to the interview I did with Lou Monetti. He got off the Bassmaster stage just in absolute, and he was glowing. That's the only word I can come up with. He was so excited and so happy. And just to hear him talk about, even though he didn't win, he won the day. You got to listen to Lou. Here he is.
Hey, everybody. We're at the Bassmaster Classic. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we did an interview with the guy from North Carolina, won the college, you know, championship for bass. He was fishing in the first classic. And we got Lou with us right now, Lou Minetti. And Lou, you didn't win the classic, but you won the event.
I did. I feel I'm honestly psyched with how it went. You know, I first classic, I definitely, especially as the week went on, I got the feeling that I really want to win this tournament. Maybe if it's not this year, just in general, I want to win this tournament, the classic. But that being said, I made day three. I made the cut at the classic, so I'm fishing day three. I fished day three, finished up 22nd. Really couldn't be happier.
No, and because you're 22nd in the field of probably the greatest bass fisherman on the face of the earth at the present time. But the thing is, you last year at this time took a handful of confetti. I couldn't think of the word. Confetti, put it in a plastic bag, and it's been in your boat, right?
That it has. It was in my back pocket. Every single day I had a chance to qualify to get here. And whenever I was down or needle pick me up, that's kind of what I used to get back to it. And so you can be sure I'll grab a little bit more this year and do my best to get back.
Mix it in with last year's, okay? That way you have double the reaction. Now, you know, it was, hey, it's river bass fishing. It's not easy.
No. It was not easy in the slightest. It was just a brutal tournament. It really was. You know, limits were hard to come by. Fish were hard to come by. And to have a limit both days, man, it was a grind, but I did it.
Yeah, and, you know, when you look at the list of people, anybody who goes on and just sees the full list of everybody who fished, there are names there that you've probably been looking up to for years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to use this opportunity to shout out my idol, Mike Iaconelli, and tell him he needs to get back whenever I get back to the next one, because I made my first classic and he wasn't here. But I know he was in town. Mike, I love you. I appreciate everything you've done for the sport. And, yeah, man, it's been super cool. Just fishing against these guys and competing with these guys has been really, really cool. And I look forward to doing it again.
And there's a lot of camaraderie. There's a lot of good things about it. There's, you know, so many things that you can't go wrong with. And so it's like everybody there who's doing this is really, I mean, they're not saying, hey, let me help you tie this on, but they're helping you. Nobody's being, in plain English, a jerk.
No, absolutely not. I've genuinely been blown away with just how great a lot of these guys are as just people, you know, reaching out to me and making sure I'm doing well and you know, hanging in there and all that stuff. I mean, these guys, you know, didn't shy away from talking to me or anything like that. Nobody was too big to say a word or two to me, and that was really, really cool. These are some of the best anglers on the planet, and a lot of them are some of the best people, too. And so I'm just honored to be able to fish against them.
And you're going to be fishing some more, you know, you're going to be fishing the elites, right?
I'll be fishing all 9 opens.
All 9 opens. So we're going to keep an eye on you, man. You know, you're going to get a phone call from Chauncey at night saying, okay, Lou, what's happened? We got to talk, okay?
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
All right. That was Lou Minetti, everybody. It's first time at the Classic from sponsored by a lot of great companies, Striking, et cetera. I'm looking at his shirt, including BizBait. And he just is his first time here. He's excited. He did a great job. Great job. We're going to look forward to seeing him on the show in the future. And we got to let him go because he wants to go watch the Super 6. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Know how to honor people, and on April 6th, the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame will be inducting Doug Aller, an avid hunter that takes first responders out pheasant hunting, Nan Beckert, a naturalist from Lake County who has opened the eyes of thousands of people to nature around them, and Eileen Rice, a first-grade school teacher who has created the love of fishing in thousands of students and their families who have passed it on for more generations to come by including fish and fishing in her daily class program in May. These three will be inducted into the 2023 class of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame Thursday, April 6th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. With cocktail hour, dinner, a program, raffle prizes, and a silent auction you won't believe, and more. It's a great way to honor three regular people that have done some extraordinary things. Go to ilconservation.org/gala and purchase two tickets for you and a friend or a table of 10 friends and really enjoy the evening. Go to ilconservation.org/gala. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
I'm the big boss bass.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
This is my rock. These are my weeds. Drag your crankbait right in front of my face. Take your presentations to some other place.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. No, you didn't change the channel. You didn't. You know, I'm doing my best Barry White imitation right now because I've picked up a little bit of a cold. So, of course, it's going to sit in, you know, the throat area. So I'm going to do my Barry White. I could start singing with him, right? But on the phone with me right now, it's the first of the month. Who can else be here but the one and only, all mysterious and knowledgeable one, Mr. Tim Mondo. Da 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 da.
Mysterious, yes. I don't know if it's knowledgeable. At least my wife would tell you otherwise.
No, okay. That's good. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you're still here. Hey, so, dude, what's going on in the forest preserves?
Oh, it's a time to get outside.
The
That's
poop county.
What it is. That's what's going on. Yeah. No, it's I know it's been a weird winter, but we are excited that spring's kind of showing up a little bit, so we can start knocking off the rust and the dust and all those things that have collected over the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, you know, we've got our usual things that kind of come up. Spring ephemeral walks. There's some ecology walks. Kind of see some of the things that are coming to life again, for lack of a better way to say it. And then, you know this better than anybody, our big event season is finally starting to get some like large scale special events going, which we're pretty mm-hmm. excited for. New partners, new communities, more engagement. Mm-hmm. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, literally, starting today, April 1st, you know, you've got so many things going on. You've got a teen exploration day at 9 a.m. So, I mean, y'all that are listening to it, y'all think I was down south for 3 weeks, don't you? Y'all. But
I have a Canadian accent, and I'm from Chicago, so I don't really get it.
Hey, okay. But, you know, April 1st, 9 a.m., Teen Exploration Day Bird Walk in Eggers Grove. Then you've got a Living with Wildlife drop-in at the Trailside Museum, one of my favorite little museums in the Forest Preserve. Then you have Earthapalooza. I want to know who comes up with these names. I mean, do all the robins get on a branch and kind of bop and sing? And what goes on at Earthapalooza?
I think it's a lot of cheap borrow steal. People text things online or type it in there, and they're like, that sounds catchy. Let's go with that. That's alliteration. Good way to draw it. Oh, yeah, that Earthapalooza should be pretty cool. It's an inaugural event up in Lanai Woods, which is on the North Branch mm-hmm. in Morton Grove. It's jumping in with quite a few different partners. I think there's almost 25, actually. It's kind of kicking off Earth Month. It'll have things like resource management will be out there, so they have kind of this controlled burn mm-hmm. game where they use the hose and they spray down different targets mm-hmm. to draw awareness to the things that we do to cultivate the earth and make it healthier. We'll have some walks, some bird walks, spring walks, nature play. Supposedly, there is a Asian carp burger or a nugget or turkey burger or nugget, depending on how who you talk to and what it said, that's going to be available for people to try too.
I was at an event last fall. I cooked 80-something Kopi burgers, Asian carp burgers. And the interesting thing was, it was fish and spices. And every person that took one, I said, please, I want you to try it. Because they came up to me and said, can I have one of those? Sure, please have it. You know, the only thing I say, if you like it, come back and tell me, hey, that was really good. If you don't like it, I'd like to hear that you did not like it. 84 hamburgers. I probably had 8 guys and ladies come up to me and say, hey, can I get seconds?
That's good, huh?
And not one person came up to me and said, that tasted fishy or didn't taste right. Everybody enjoyed it. Everyone.
It's really good to hear because considering, you know, what it's done to the area and the region and things like that, if you can find something that's worthwhile, that's tasty, that you kind of helping the ecosystem, knock it all out.
Yeah.
I've never had one. I've heard it's pretty decent.
It's better than decent. And just remember, if you're ever in a restaurant and you order orange roughy and you go, oh, this is such a good fish. Well, it used to be called skinhead fish, and they changed the name of it, and now everybody's buying it.
That's what it was called?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that a little bit of marketing and different things, and it doesn't taste different, but it's just accepted.
I grew up on that stuff. My dad owned a butcher shop on the far north side of the city, and we always had orange roughy. I never known that's what it was called.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Hey, another really cool thing that's going on, a little bit schoolhouse. This is one of my... Every day is my favorite time of the year, but I'll be driving through the forest preserves, and I'll hear those spring peepers all going off in a huge chorus. Oh, that is so cool. And they got a frog calling survey going on April today.
They do. Frog monitoring is really a big deal in Cook County. Really, really big deal. Actually, my colleague, my program specialist, has become a certified monitor. People go
crazy for this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. If they were ever interested, you wanted to even just go check it out and see what's going on, and you know, making sure that it's not some Wahoo who's just making some weird sounds in the corner of the preserve somewhere.
Yeah. Oh,
part of it.
Oh, God, yeah. And down in the Orland grasslands, I know you're doing a woodcock walk. You know, when somebody says walk like, you know, a woodcock, they kind of waddle, I think, when they walk. I mean, but, you know.
I can, I'm picturing Howie Mandel. I think it was a movie, God, it was an 80s movie. I think it was like Walk Like a Man or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm imagining. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to know what's in my head, John.
Okay. I'll stay out of there. I'll stay out of there.
But I'll go back to some other things for sure. Yeah, there's also... on the east, there's a family fishing derby down in the Palos region at Papoose Lake.
Oh, really?
It's nice. Again, we're shaking all this off and getting back out there. It kind of wasn't cold enough to really go ice fishing.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can get down and do some pond fishing and lake fishing. So we've got that one coming up on the east. There's another thing in that, not terribly far from there, it's Sauk Trail Woods. There's this new initiative that the county is working on with a couple of partners and vendors. Like the preserves or pedal the preserves. So we're going to various regions throughout the county that have a decent paved asphalt system, and we'll go out there and just pedal for a while, and you can kind of check out the area and look at it through a different vantage point.
Oh, yeah.
And it's cool. I mean, those are the types of things we're looking for. I talk about it almost too much, but ad nauseum, but we're always looking for something new, something fresh, something that's going to draw anybody else out. So if it's a matter of just getting back on your bike and looking at the ecosystems a different way, then we're all for it.
Oh, cool. And since it's April and, you know, spring flowers are starting to go, hey, I got to come out of the ground a little bit, and there's a lot of birds coming through. I mean, a lot of birds. You've got a number of different bird programs, you know, and I'm not going to list them all because that's all we would be talking about. But if you went to the fpdcc.com and go to events, you would see all the bird programs that are going on. And there's just tons of them. Bird walks at Dan Ryan Woods and in the Palos area, in the northern, northwest suburbs. There's all kinds of stuff like that. Sand Ridge, you got to meet our birds down in South Holland area. I mean, there's tons and tons and tons of birdie stuff.
We have some really good partners we work with for years, really, that we've been working with, Audubon Society, a few others, that they help kind of push forward that initiative about birding the preserve and doing it. And you don't have to be this skilled person who's up at 6 in the morning and, you know, make sure you're careful where you step. Sometimes you just got to get your feet wet and get out there.
Yeah,
and so we have birding programs for all ages.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's such a cool thing.
Do that, too. I meant to tell you. Sorry, John. They're now offering that as part of the Wednesday programs at the Dan Ryan Visitor Center. I've talked about the open play nature play days down there.
Yeah.
But now they're adding in a birding component, too. So, again, you're talking, 95th and Western, 93rd and Western, something like that?
Yeah.
Right there in the heart of the city. And then, hey, let's grab a set of binoculars and go on out and check out the birds here.
Do you know what? I read someplace that they're doing an open music jam at the Dan Ryan Woods Pavilion.
They are. I will not be there because I am not musically inclined. But yeah, they do have that. One of the staff members in the Southern region is a big time musician and playing to the hearts of what they like and how do you connect that with nature. So yeah, they've got a little open music jam where they're going to play some music, probably take a walk around the trail system, check out the ecosystem a little bit, and come back in and just kind of embrace the community, the area, and be part of it.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, you know, it's not just for how do I delicately put this, Mr. Mondel? It's not just for the young at heart or the young at physical, but, you know, Thatcher Woods, you're doing a senior fitness walk on the 12th. That's just perfect for me.
Oh, it's perfect for me, too. I have. Gone are the days of softball or anything active unless I'm literally chasing down my kid before he runs in the street.
That's right.
We all need those walks. They do. And that's, again, depending, we work really, really hard on the programs. You know this. I think the public knows this too. And in order to make them even better, we have to really start inundating ourselves and being part of it to know what they want, know what's going to work best for everybody. That's part of it, is catering to that group.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. You know, earlier we mentioned about the frogs in the Forest Preserve. I think it's on the 14th. There's a frog survey night hike at Sand Ridge Nature Center. And to be in the forest preserves at night on a little bit of a guided tour, oh, that is so cool. Oh, man. We got to go.
If anyone hasn't been to Sand Ridge Nature Center, especially mm-hmm. after the renovations that they had, that trail system is beautiful. Mm-hmm. That mowed path, there's a little bit of boardwalk, and there's this gorgeous mowed path that kind of wraps it. You don't even know you're in the city. It's so isolated in a way, whether you're at that Camp Shabona campground, mm-hmm. adjacent to it or whatever. So it is a really, really pretty sight.
Oh, my God.
The other thing, too, I did want to mention.
What?
We always talk about camping. But yeah. You don't have to have stuff. You don't have to have gear. If you are representative of a youth group, whether it's a scout group or a church group or whatever, non-sectarian, it could be whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can jump in and be part of this, they call it Camping Leadership Immersion Course, this CLICK course, where they take you for a weekend over Camp Sullivan in Oak Forest. They give you the ins and outs of all the gear, how to use it, the whole nine yards, and then you can go use it at any point in time. Really, really inexpensive and quality way to draw more interest into the campgrounds and get people more involved in the outdoors.
Yeah. And, you know, on April 17th, it's not the Swallows coming back from, moving into, what's the place in San Francisco, right? The Swallows, I just forgot it.
Chimney Swallows?
No, the birds, the Swallows, bird, I apologize, everyone. I just drew a blank on the swallows that fly into this one specific mission and stuff like that, or the buzzards down in Kentucky. On April 17th, I can't wait because our good friend, Mr. Jim Chelsvig, will be hanging by his feet in the belfry because it's International Bat Appreciation Day.
Ah, it's zinger.
I've been waiting for that for months.
Oh, I'm going to hear that from him. Yeah, it is. It's International Bat Appreciation Day drop-in at Little Red Schoolhouse mm-hmm. at 10 a.m. on Monday. You can go check it out and learn about everything bats and Jim Chelsvig.
Well, yeah, because Jim will be hanging in the belfry there, you know?
Oh, good. Hey, I shouldn't laugh.
The phone will ring shortly.
He's not going to be happy.
The phone will ring shortly, you know. But, I mean, there's this and so many things. And if somebody wants to get more information, Tim, where should I go?
Sure. Go to the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, which is FPDCC.com, and click on events, and you'll have everything listed for the next couple of months.
Sounds good to me, my friend. Thanks so much for coming on.
Always appreciate it, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Want to know how to honor people, and on April 6th, the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame will be inducting Doug Aller, an avid hunter that takes first responders out pheasant hunting, Nan Beckert, a naturalist from Lake County who has opened the eyes of thousands of people to nature around them, and Eileen Rice, a first grade school teacher who has created the love of fishing in thousands of students and their families who have passed it on for more generations to come by including fish and fishing in her daily class program in May. These three will be inducted into the 2023 class of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame Thursday, April 6th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, with cocktail hour, dinner, a program, raffle prizes, and a silent auction you won't believe, and more. It's a great way to honor three regular people that have done some extraordinary things. Go to ilconservation.org/gala and purchase two tickets for you and a friend or a table of 10 friends and really enjoy the evening. Go to ilconservation.org/gala.
Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of the Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest, trained to work on Mercury Motors and others, with training benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best and trained to work on a Mercury Motor and others. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com.
Tell them Chauncey sent you. Daiwa has listened to you and their pro staff and made the Tatula fishing rod even better with the new Tatula Elite fishing rod available at your favorite tackle shop that has Daiwa. With an X45 bias-wrapped construction, it allows for a lighter, stronger, more powerful, and sensitive rod. The new air sensor reel seat is made from a lightweight SVF carbon for ultra-sensitivity. And a compact and comfortable feel seat your hands will never get tired of holding. Add to that the SVF Nano Plus blank that are lighter and have a higher carbon density to feel the slightest bite in the toughest conditions. The new Tatula Elite Rod will help you get more fish in the boat before the fish knows it's hooked. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa products. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Aw, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no. No, no, no.
You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
I got a little story about
it. Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I know them. Guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish.
No,
I told you there, guy.
No,
can't catch fish. What do you think you're doing?
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me right now is the man, the father of a few thousand fish in the Cook County Forest Preserves, because it's that time of the year. The swallows are returning to Capistrano. The schmelter, well, if there's one of them out there yet, it's returning back to Lake Michigan. But more important, there's thousands of rainbow trout waiting for us in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Mr. Steve Silek, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing, Sean?
Hey,
thanks for having me on, as always.
No problem. I'm pretty excited about this because everybody's talking about trout season, trout season, trout season, trout season.
How could you not be excited? After a very, very odd winter, we finally know that we have some good fishing on the horizon here just hours away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Or happening right now.
It's happening right now, yeah. It opened up at 6 o'clock this morning, or I like to say it opened up when the county, the Forest Preserve District police officers opened the gates. That's when the season starts. It doesn't start.
Exactly. That's what I like to tell people. You know, the books may say 5 a.m. or sunrise. You know, the fish will still be there when the gates are open. Just be patient. Don't worry. They put plenty of them in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. And there's going to be more trout to be caught than there's going to be smelt on the lakefront. Look at it that way.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm very happy and excited to say there's going to be even more than normal because with the passing of the referendum for Cook County, we are getting to increase our stocking even more so. So this is just the first step of many, hopefully, but we've already been able to increase some of the fish report in the lakes, and it should only get better from here.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely, you know, one of the many bright sides of this is happening is more opportunities for the public, and we're happy to offer that here.
That's
at Cook
right.
County, Forest Preserve, Cook County.
That's exactly it. That referendum that passed isn't just going to help out fishing; it's going to help out fishing and educational programs and redoing buildings and fixing things. I mean, the list is longer than my two arms put together. Okay.
Exactly. Land acquisition, restoration, connectivity to the preserves,
mm-hmm.
outreach and educational opportunities, you name it, it's going to happen, and the preserves are just going to get that much bigger and better for the public of Cook County.
Exactly. So rainbow trout season opens up today, you know, when they drop the gates open, as I like to put it. But now, what lakes are getting what fish, do you know?
Yeah, so our typical spring lakes, aside from the, 50 or so state lakes, the Forest Preserves of Cook County are happy to offer trout fishing at Axhead Lake up in the Park Ridge area, Blue Lake in the Park Ridge Des Plaines area,
mm-hmm.
Sagcory East down in Lamont, Horsetail Lake over in the Palos area, and then Green Lake near South Holland. So five lakes within Cook County.
And there's going to be several thousand fish dumped in these things.
Oh, yeah. You're talking over 1,200 pounds of fish going into Axhead and Blue, so you're talking, 2,500 fish in each of those lakes. We increased Sagcory East to over 1,000 pounds of fish, so you're looking at a couple thousand fish in that lake alone.
Wow.
Green Lake and Horsetail Lake are both getting about 700 pounds, so you're looking at another 1,300 fish or so in there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely lots of nice rainbow trout out in these Forest Preserve lakes for the fishermen to catch.
Yeah, and a couple things about these fish. One, don't use a beach ball for a bobber. Don't use a one-out. Don't use a two-out hook for a hook.
No. Small, and slow.
Right. Now, if you're 16 or over, you have to have a State of Illinois fishing license, correct?
Correct.
With the inland trout stamp, right?
Correct. Inland trout stamp, not the Lake Michigan salmon stamp. But sure, you get that. Inland trout stamp, which I believe is only about $5.50 more, maybe $6.50.
Yeah, it's only
a bargain. It's a steal.
Yeah, it is. And that way you're able to catch, trout, in the Cook County Forest Preserves, but you're able to also, if you had a liking to go to some other spot, because that's like 58 different areas throughout the state that are stocking fish.
Yeah, I forget the exact number, but yeah, it's always floating around 50. Exactly. Anywhere throughout the state of Illinois where the trout were stocked,
mm-hmm.
you're allowed 5 per day, and there's no size limit on that.
Yeah. And actually, I even saw, because I was down at Jake Wolf Hatchery last week or a week and a half ago.
Very nice.
And I got to see the trout in the raceways that will be the fall stocking.
Ooh, that's a beautiful sight, isn't it?
Oh, Steve, I wanted to pick them up and give them a little smooch on their fins,
I tell you, some of the nicest trout that we get are the ones that the ladies and gentlemen at Jake Wolf Hatchery produce. So I always look forward to seeing those rainbow trout in the fall season. They do a great job down there.
Oh God, it was amazing what I saw down there. But see, think about it. Don't get crazy. Don't get crazy on your hooks and your bobbers. You could go with minnows. You can go with, I know some people use very small MEP spinners. They'll use wax worms. They'll use trout chow on little hooks. To do this, and you'll even see those fish swim past you like in a school, I was going to say a herd of trout, but a school of trout, and it's kind of like, oh, no, come here.
Oh, yeah. And even though these are cold water species, and they love the cold water, that water is chilly out there.
Oh, it
still
is.
It's still plenty cold, so keep that in mind when you're fishing as well.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, if somebody who is not a sportsman, who's not a honorable fisherman, who's, and I'm really holding back on what I want to say, that just doesn't play according to Hoyle, and you see him catching five fish, and they walk over to their truck or car, and they throw them in a cooler in their trunk, and they come back.
Yeah.
Give the DNR, but the Forest Preserve District Police a call, right?
Definitely. Yeah, the DNR and the Forest Preserve Police, you got a couple of really safe options, because we don't need anybody to be superheroes out there.
No.
Hey, we all love the Marvel movies, but we don't need any more superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you want to call the Forest Preserve Police, you actually have a lot of options. You want to call the Forest Preserve Police, you can do that. That number is 708-771-1000, and that will dispatch the wonderful Forest Preserve District of Cook County Police to the location.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call the State of Illinois Conservation Police, that's another easy, great number to call, the 877-2-DNR-LAW.
Yeah.
So that's 877-236-7529.
Mm-hmm.
And as a last resort, you can always dial 911 or a non-emergency number and let them know you're at a Forest Preserve location. And they work with the Forest Preserve dispatch, and they will dispatch the Forest Preserve Police so that we keep it non-emergency and not taken away from the municipal police. So you got a lot of options if you see this kind of thing, because we really want to make it fair for everybody out there.
Yeah. And, I mean, yes, opening day today, you're going to be shoulder to shoulder, folks. It's going to be very close to each other.
It is a big event, and it's a lot of fun, and it's always fun to see all the people out there enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The family units, the kiddos, mom and the kids, dad and the kids, or whoever it is. It's just such a great event and great outing. We love seeing people out there.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've always loved to do is when I'm out there fishing for trout season, I'll have my ultralight, and I'll hook a fish, and I'll see some kids around me. And I'll warn the father or the mother or whoever's with them and say, listen, if I hook a fish, I don't really care. I want the kid to catch it. And then I'll open the bale and put the rod down, and I'll walk away, and I'll say to the kid, hey, check that rod for me over there. And then the kid grabs it, and I got one. And oh, my God, they scream, they yell, they go crazy.
Hey, Chance, I don't care what people say about you. You're a real sweetheart.
It's so much fun. If I'm watching a kid who's never caught a trout, or maybe he's caught trout before, catches one today, I've caught it. He's caught it. We got double for our money.
Yeah. And no pun intended, but they're hooked for life.
There's
nothing better than seeing a kid pull in that first fish or that different fish or that trout when they're out for that first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a wonderful sight. And, it'll last with that kid forever.
Okay. And then the kid's going to be telling stories at the dining room table when they fried a little flour and butter. And, I caught that fish. It was a lot of fun. The fish did this. And, I set the hook. And, that guy walked away from his rod. And that fish probably could have pulled that rod in, it's just so
Forget
fun.
The dining room table. He's going to be telling that at school and hopefully get some more kids out there.
That's exactly it. That is exactly it. We're going to have a lot of fun doing it. And I just want to remind everybody that Eileen Rice, a good friend of the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, is receiving the award, the Outdoors Hall of Fame Award, next Thursday at the Abington. Everybody, we're going to make sure that we scream and yell because she's been a big supporter, and the Forest Preserves have been an unbelievable supporter of her youth program to get more kids out fishing. Very true.
Definitely. She's a wonderful woman, a wonderful outdoors woman, a wonderful educator, and a wonderful fisherman. She really is a great person and a great inspiration to outdoors people.
Oh, yeah. And she can outfish her husband any day. We know that. I just heard Bobby yelling at the...
Take it easy on Bob.
I just heard Bob yelling at the radio in the car.
Exactly.
But no, it's... thanks for doing this program in the spring and in the fall. And it's just another added thing where the Forest Preserves used to be just buckthorn and places you couldn't see or walk or camp or do things. And now there are so many programs. We've heard from Tim Mondel today, as well as you. So it's kind of like the Forest Preserve District Day here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
You know what? We have almost 70,000 acres of great natural areas for the people to enjoy. And it's great that people like Eileen Rice take advantage of that. Yeah. And the Forest Reserve has been working with her for, geez, way before my time. I'd say over 30 years.
Yes.
She brings a first grade class out there, whether it's Skokie Lagoons or Access Lake. And man, do those kids have a good time, and we have a great time with them. It's just great to see kids out there enjoying nature and enjoying fishing and enjoying the preserves like they should be, right?
That's right. And, you know, you, Jim, Mike, keep up the good work. And what's that new baby's name of Mike's?
Ellie. Ellie's about a month old now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to get her name on the radio. Hey, we got to get Ellie's name on the radio.
I'm sure Mike will have Ellie out trout fishing very soon, because his little guy, Tristan, has done exactly what you're saying, getting to pull in one of Daddy's fish, and we got some great pictures of him. It's so nice to see the little ones out there playing with Mom and Dad on the lakes, playing with the fish. We love seeing that.
Cool, my friend. Steve, thanks so much for calling in this morning.
Anytime, John. So it's always a pleasure talking with you. Sure, we'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. We'll talk about walleye soon, okay?
Definitely. That'll be starting up real soon, too, so we'll have to talk.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Want to know how to honor people? And on April 6th, the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame will be inducting Doug Haller, an avid hunter that takes first responders out pheasant hunting, Nan Beckert, a naturalist from Lake County who has opened the eyes of thousands of people to nature around them, and Eileen Rice, a first-grade school teacher who has created the love of fishing in thousands of students and their families who have passed it on for more generations to come by including fish and fishing in her daily class program in May. These three will be inducted into the 2023 class of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame Thursday, April 6th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. With cocktail hour, dinner, a program, raffle prizes, and a silent auction you won't believe, and more. It's a great way to honor three regular people that have done some extraordinary things. Go to ilconservation.org/gala and purchase two tickets for you and a friend, or a table of 10 friends, and really enjoy the evening. Go to ilconservation.org/gala.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Daiwa has listened to you and their pro staff and made the Tatula fishing rod even better with the new Tatula Elite fishing rod available at your favorite tackle shop that has Daiwa. With an X45 bias-wrapped construction, it allows for a lighter, stronger, more powerful, and sensitive rod. The new air sensor reel seat is made from a lightweight SVF carbon for ultra-sensitivity, and a compact and comfortable feel seat your hands will never get tired of holding. Add to that the SVF Nano Plus blank that are lighter and have a higher carbon density to feel the slightest bite in the toughest conditions, the new Tatula Elite Rod will help you get more fish in the boat before the fish knows it's hooked. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa products. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Ren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Ren Lake Area Tourism at RenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago. With the hands of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. Easy.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Thanks for putting up with my cold. My voice sounds like it's like about an octave or two lower, but that's okay. Thanks for listening in on us and bearing with me. Hey, you know, we got to do the Aiden Fishing Report first because that's a very important thing to come up with, you know. Otherwise, I'll hear about it from Aiden. But it's a very interesting. You know, he was out running around, and I kind of like some of the things. But my grandson, Aiden, with his West Michigan Fishing Report said, Grandpa, I hope the Bassmaster Classic was fun. We went and looked at some of the rivers and tried to fish them. We went on the Manistee River by Croton Dam. The walleye season is closed, but there's still some anglers catching some nice steelhead from below the Croton Dam down most of the river. In the boat, most guys in boats caught fish, it seems like. Probably some didn't, but I didn't see anybody. And they're using beads and wax worms and jigs. And also some had spawn bags, and they were also catching fish there. My friend George at school told me him and his dad went to steelhead fishing up on the Manistee River and said there was a lot of fish swimming around up by the Tippy Dam. I've never been there. Maybe Dad will take me up there all the way down to the mouth of the river. Anglers on shore upriver did okay on yellow-colored beads. I've never seen someone use yellow-colored beads, but they did okay. Surface water temperature, I asked one of the gentlemen that were fishing, he says it was 38 degrees, and it's cold. He was glad he had his long gotchkes on and his wool socks. That's my grandson, Aiden. And the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you, as always, by your friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Check out your new Lunds, Lowe's, and all the products you need to get on the water real quick here. Let's talk about some Illinois things that are going on. The 2022-23 Illinois Bobcat season concluded. 367 bobcats were harvested by hunters and trappers. A total of 198, 52% of bobcats were taken by hunting, while trapping accounted for 169, 44%. 16 were salvaged by permit holders from circumstances like they found a roadkill and they had to have a permit. Hunters and trappers in Pike County reported 24 bobcats. That's a lot of bobcats, which is the most for any county this year. There were a total of 6,200 bobcat lottery applications in 2022, and 1,000 permits were issued for the season. Not bad. That's bobcat hunting in Illinois. Okay, let's talk about the Wisconsin DNR. Reminds families, mentors, and young hunters that there's still time to get your 2023 youth turkey hunting that's going on statewide April 15th to the 16th. Each year, youth turkey hunters give hunters under the age of 16 an opportunity to get out and have a valuable hunting experience and get hooked on turkey hunting. Oh my gosh, is it? It's crack cocaine with feathers. I'm telling you, everybody, it's really addictive. It's so good to go turkey hunting. Oh, okay, but he says they're looking forward to more people being out and enjoying that. The state trails passes for Wisconsin are required for people all ages 16 and older that are biking, inline skating, horseback riding, or off-highway motorcycling on specific state trails. A state trail pass is not required if you're just walking or hiking. That's kind of a neat thing. I like that, don't you? And bears in Michigan, they're kind of waking up now. So, you know, be careful if you live in the woods or in the rural areas. But to make sure your house isn't raided by the, you know, Yogi Bear himself, remove all the bird feeders from outside the house. That's the number one. I've seen so many bears rip off bird feeders. It's unreal. Bring in all of your outdoor pet foods, you know, and keep your grills and patio furniture clean. Don't have last year's grease in it because that just tells Mr. Yogi that the picnic basket is right inside of it. And he's going to tear it up just to lick out all that grease. If you have a dumpster on your property, make sure there's a way you can secure it overnight, and that means with a lock, a chain, or something, because that's very, very important. And if you have beehives, I would put up a little electrical shock thing that runs off of a battery on the beehive. That'll save your honey. Got that. Oh, well, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show, and I always like to leave you with the Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Apensui Majuat, and it says, the most precious jewels you'll ever have around your neck are the arms of your children. Whoa. The most precious jewels you'll ever have around your neck are the arms of your children. How very true, my friend. How very true. Hey, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, the smelt we're going to try to find. Yeah. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Hopefully I'll sound better next week. Take care, everyone.